I'm with Ruben and Roshan, and today we're going to be talking about two topics. What team, NFL team that's 3-0 right now is most overrated or undeserving of that 3-0 record, and later on we're going to break off into a segment, whether we prefer Nike or Adidas for certain things. So let's start with the NFL. So what do you guys think? Which 3-0 team right now do you think is most overrated or undeserving of their position?
Well, okay. I was just going to say, how many 3-0 teams do we even have left?
I want to say like...
Seven, I thought?
Seven. Yep, you're right. Seahawks. It's the Seahawks, Bears, Saints, Broncos, and Chiefs. Let's see. And the Patriots and the Dolphins.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm going to say, in my opinion, I think the Chiefs are the most overrated team in the entire NFL. I mean, I think their defense is good. I'll give them credit for that, but I don't think they deserve the ranking that they've had. I don't think that they deserve any of the what were they last year? 2-14?
Yep.
2-14 and they're 3-0 now and people are talking Super Bowl. I mean, I think that's ridiculous.
No one's talking Super Bowl, are they?
You'd be surprised.
when the Broncos are in the same division?
You'd be surprised at what you hear from ESPN, but I mean, I really don't know. I mean, they've played Jacksonville, Philadelphia, and Dallas. I mean, Dallas is good, I'll give them that. Philadelphia, I'm still not sold. And Jacksonville is Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville was pretty much like a bye week, right?
It was a bye week, yeah, okay.
I'm gonna go against your beloved Miami Dolphins. You know, I don't believe in this team.
I don't love them. I don't love them at all.
Well, you.
I just think they've proved themselves. They've played legitimate teams. They've played the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay,
that was
a good win. I'll give them credit for that.
And the Colts too.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Which I put the same par with Eagles.
I would not at all. I would not at all. I think the Colts are a legitimate.
Dude, the Colts just destroyed the 49ers. Like,
well, that was because Kaepernick didn't have a good game.
Didn't have a good game because the Colts shut him down.
That's true. That's.
And then Cleveland is on par with Jacksonville. So I mean,
I think Cleveland's ahead of Jacksonville.
Well, this is week one before like Foyer Mania.
At that point, it's so ticky tack that it doesn't matter. So I'm looking at week two.
I'm looking at their stats, right? And I'm comparing it with the Chiefs. They score more points per game than the Chiefs by 1 point exactly. Their offense is worse than the Chiefs in everything.
Okay, but I mean, I'm talking
and
about...
And the Chiefs' defense is better.
All right, so if you look at the Miami Dolphins schedule, do you see them playing the Saints and the Ravens? Now, if they beat both of them, are they still going to be overrated?
I guess. If they win against the Saints, then they're the real deal, in my opinion.
Okay, so, I mean, because I think the Miami Dolphins would be, like, the most overrated 19-0 team. Like, I feel like if they went 19-0, you would still say, hey, they're overrated. Like, I feel like it'd be come down to that.
Roshan, what do you think?
Well, unfortunately, because I feel like all the 3-0 teams are actually really good this year, but I have to pick the Dolphins just because, I mean, at this stage, I don't think they're overrated the way they're playing, but I feel like they can't keep it up just because I don't think Tannehill will be able to lead this offense. I don't think they have enough offensive weapons. I know Mike Wallace is still there, but, I mean, I don't know if they're able to sustain this level of play. So I think that eventually they're gonna start tanking. But I think
the Dolphins are gonna be the Cardinals of last year.
I see
the Dolphins going like 11-5. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I see the Chiefs going 11-5 because the Chiefs has one of the easiest schedules in the league. Okay, despite playing the Broncos twice, they're in one of the easiest divisions in the league besides the Broncos.
that is so unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, I see the Chiefs losing to the Colts. Like I see if they play each other today, I see the Chiefs losing. So I don't know.
I haven't seen enough out of this new Chiefs offense or this team in general.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. So I mean,
I haven't even seen enough of this Dolphin. It's, I feel like at this point of the season, mm-hmm. it's up in the air.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Chiefs are a very solid team, very safe. I mean, they're not in the news for throwing, you know, the best pass and the best touchdown, and they're not there for the worst interception either, you know? I mean,
all right. Well, if we're being completely honest, I think the Patriots have had the easiest schedule so far.
So far?
And the only reason they're 3-0 is because of that schedule. I mean, they've played like trash.
Bills, the Jets, and
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, yeah.
So I think I actually might change my team, Kansas City, to New England.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have absolutely...
So far, right? Because they still... They had Amendola the first game. That was crucial to their victory.
I don't even like Amendola at all. I think he's way overrated.
I think he's a good receiver. He's just way too injury prone.
Yeah, him and Andre Johnson are similar in my opinion. Not because of playing ability, but both can be really good players.
Andre's old, so
that, yeah. But I mean, both get injured all the time.
But I mean, we'll see if the Dolphins can pull off a victory against the Saints. Then, do you think people will start believing in them?
Yeah, I mean, 4-0 is. 4-0 is solid.
Because the Saints are also 3-0, keep in mind, so...
Yeah, they are, but I don't think that they're at any means overrated.
And meanwhile, the Chiefs play the 0-3 Giants, so I feel like they're going to pull away with it. Because Giants' offensive line is absolutely garbage, and Chiefs have the most sacks in the league, so... I mean...
You could have, like, Notre Dame play, like, all 12 of their teams that they play would be, like... cream puff teams, but what would that be saying to them? Like, what would that say about the caliber team that they have?
Yes.
You don't know how they would fare against actual teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the one game I'm looking at to see how good the Chiefs are is going to be, obviously, when they play Denver, at Denver. Even if they lose, if they can keep it close, then I will actually admit that the Kansas City Chiefs are for
because
real. Because I'm not expecting a victory, but
I think
if they are a legit team, that they have to keep it.
Well, like, that should be the case for any team, right? If they even come close to beating Denver, they should be considered like one of the top, like a real deal.
Yeah, I mean Denver.
Denver is in my opinion the second best team in the league.
Seattle
being number one, but I mean,
I think that's complete bull. But I mean, I don't know.
We'll see for the Chiefs.
That's close. I think Peyton Manning just. Russell Wilson's a great quarterback, but I can't even put him in the same sentence as Peyton Manning.
You,
I mean,
you can't deny the Seahawks.
Couldn't agree more. Roshan nailed it right there, where he said, "Like, I mean, Peyton Manning is just light years ahead of."
Yeah,
that's because Russell Wilson hasn't had a chance to prove himself.
He's had many chances.
If you look at Peyton's rookie year, right? He didn't do good at all, or do well. But I mean,
this isn't his rookie year, though. I mean,
yeah, I know, but like. Okay, I see what you're saying, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Russell Wilson has the caliber of being that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like, quarterback.
He'll be good in the long run. But right now, the only reason why Seattle's in position is the defense, I think.
Yeah, the defense and...
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch can get going, and once they get Harvin back...
Yeah.
They're going to be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so moving on from the NFL... Just a generic topic debate. Adidas or Nike, you know? There's a debate between which shoes. Oh, should I get Hyperdunks or Crazy Lights? So, in your opinion, let's start off with shoes. Which brand do you prefer the most? And not including Jordan.
Ooh, that's tough then. I think I have to go with Nike, though. I love Nikes. Recently, I started...
Is it the brand or the feel or...
Oh, I'd say it's both. I mean, I definitely, like, when I'm in Nike, it's a good feeling. Just, I don't know. It's the atmosphere. Look, that feels really stupid saying, but I think they're really comfortable. But then again, I haven't been in, like, the position that, like, a truly experienced, like, basketball player or something like that would have where, you know, they're running up and down the court, you know, for, like, an hour. So I don't know if I can, like, say definitively, but... Definitely, I like Nike, but it's close.
Ruben?
Well, if we're talking about brands, I think Nike is more, like, tailored to, like, just America and like the U.S. and like more basketball and football mm-hmm. and like really like nothing else. I mean, they have products for everything else, but I mean, mm-hmm. If we're just talking about that, and I think Adidas is more like internationally known and more like I was reading something. It said like Adidas is one of like the top 100 most innovative companies in the world, and Nike wasn't even ranked. So I mean that's just like a testament to like how like the influence that they even have. But if we're talking about shoes, I mean, it was very smart for Adidas to get D Rose.
My bad.
I think that if they didn't have D Rose, then they wouldn't even be in this discussion for shoes.
Well, yeah. But
I would probably have to go with Nike. I mean, I love the Kobe's. I love the LeBrons. I hate the Jordans. I think the Jordans are really overrated.
Well, Jordan's its own pretty much separate brand at this point.
Yeah, but they're still owned by Nike, though.
So I
feel like you have to address that, but I don't understand why people would pay hundreds of dollars for the Jordans.
It is the brand. It's what it is. It's the brand.
Yeah, it's brand.
For me, personally, I got a rule with Adidas for shoes. I don't know. I own a pair of Crazy Lights myself. I love them.
I own a pair of those, what do you call it, those Adi Zeros, the Ghost 2s, and I don't know, dude, like, they started, right in the middle by, like, your toes. You know how, like, sometimes when you do push-ups or something in the gym, there's, like, a little, like, wrinkle line right there, and it's, like, really annoying? That's, like, all the time.
Well, I'm surprised you know how it feels to do push-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I see what you mean, but, Will, are you going to buy a pair of D Rose 4s?
No.
No, you're not?
I'm not going to because, well, I'm not that big into shoes. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us here are like the type of people that spend I'll say thousands of dollars because there are kids in our school that do that, which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they're sneakerheads.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of influence, I would have to go with Nike. Because of the endorsements Nike has, right? Let's look at some endorsements of Nike compared to Adidas. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Jordan, Kobe, Kevin Durant, like Roger Federer, Nadal, like these huge endorsements, right?
I agree, but then we're not thinking internationally though, right? Think about how many soccer stars have signed with Adidas, right? Soccer is just owned by Adidas.
Yeah, soccer is dominated by Adidas. That's no question. But I feel like the battleground is going to be basketball.
It is basketball.
I feel like if we're looking at this generation, like the generation of like NBA players right now, I feel like it's slightly more Adidas. But I feel like if we're looking at the generation of players before the NBA, so like our age and like maybe even below, it's definitely Nike for sure. And you see that with like AAU, where you have like the Nike EYBL, which is a competitive league for like 17-year-olds, and they like travel all over the place. And I mean, it says it in the name; it's Nike EYBL. So I mean, they're trying to get kids at a young age to be exposed to the brand, and I think that's good. That's very smart by Nike, but it's like a battleground in basketball for sure.
I mean, one thing is like I feel like Nike does a good job with the common public, like. I feel like you get more for the value there just because, like, I never buy shoes more than, you know, $60, $65 ever. And, with, like, Nike, I feel like I can get a really good value for that price. Yet, like, when I walk over to Adidas, you can't get as much for that, in my opinion.
Like, if you're saying, like, basketball is a battleground state, right, for these two brands, let's look at some endorsements, right? Nike, LeBron, Kobe, KD, Kyrie, all right? Just coming off the top of my head, there's like hundreds of more. Who does Adidas have? They have Derrick Rose, which is the main icon, Dwight Howard, Josh Smith, and Drew Holiday.
And they also have the entire NBA.
Well, that
jerseys, which is like huge. Well, that a huge
well,
deal.
Well, that like, that's because of like deal. Contracts. It's not
yeah,
like.
But, yeah. Yeah, but
okay,
I mean,
when
like,
people buy shoes, they're going to be like, oh, wait, yeah, LeBron has those. I want them. Or D-Rose has them. They're not going to be like,
Yeah, but any jersey...
I prefer a Nike NBA jersey.
Any NBA jersey is going to have Adidas on it. Like, legit, no NBA jersey is going to have a Nike logo.
There's no
code.
There's no choice. Like,
I know, but that's good. I mean, like, that gives Adidas an edge in that category. In terms of the NBA. So...
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's a tough.
On the college level, isn't it mainly Nike as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. College is mainly Nike, but I mean, yeah. I'm looking strictly at NBA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess that concludes this week's TSI Talks. If you guys enjoyed it, please leave some feedback. Check out our website, www.sportinginquiry.com. Thanks so much for joining us. See you.